Welcome from the Chapel in the Pines on the final day of our Summer Acoustic Music Week. This week has a time warp quality about it that makes it very difficult to even make that statement, but I know it to be true. This is Friday of a music-rich week, part of the Summer Acoustic Music Week. It's a WUMB way for connecting our real selves with our real music. And the rest of the time we listen, we hear this programming on WUMB and are reminded of or moved by things that are now going to be part of our musical experience. We have amazing guests this morning who have both been teaching here all week, energetic part of this community, and you've been here, lucky for us, many times. And so please, this live audience, give a great welcome to Pete and Maura Kennedy. It was wonderful. And Pete and Maura Kennedy, I know that you're going to have at least a few songs that are new songs for you, and I'd love to have you just check in. This is going to be a glorious amount of music for us. Thank you.
Yeah, we just put out our first album in 3 whole years. It's the longest gap between albums for us, and so we've been itching to play these songs. So we're going to start off with a song that, a lot of my students here know that I write songs from dreams. And this is one of those. It was an interesting. I had a dream one morning last June. I was. It was just a nice one of those nice lazy mornings where you sleep in, no alarms and all that stuff. And I had just this one little fleeting leftover image from whatever I was dreaming. It was just the image of a quarter spinning around, and I always try and analyze my dreams before I get out of bed, and I try and write them down so they won't disappear. But this wasn't a story. It was just the image. And I realized that it was the 25th anniversary of the day that I first met Pete. And so I wrote this song before. This is true love. I wrote this song before my first cup of coffee.
You hadn't sung Georgia yet.
I hadn't even sung.
Anyway, you sing that at 8:30 every morning.
So I'm going to send this to the campers and dedicate it to the weather gods who only gave us one rainy day this week. And it was a nice little break from all this terrible sunshine. This song's called Umbrella.
2, 3, 4. Spin a quarter, 2.5 times 10. It's how many years it's been since you and I set out on that highway. Under the bridges crossed, none of the joy gets washed away downriver when you're going my way. Come along, there's bound to be some pain sometimes, but we'll stay strong, sharing. Never-ending road, as long as I foretold, and even longer when we live for every instant. Come along, there's bound to be some pain sometimes, but we'll stay strong, sharing. Valentine's, but we'll stay strong.
I can just say sing, and they'll sing a song they never heard before.
I
just
know.
With gusto and confidence.
Yes, 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 yes. And Maura, what have you been teaching here this week?
I love my classes. I've been teaching two classes, a rhythm guitar class, and I'm sure some of you saw some of the techniques we went over in class this week, the muting and the punches and the Buddy Holly stuff. We did that, and I also taught a wonderful songwriting class.
Great.
Yeah, and I'm very proud of you all for we co-wrote a song that we're going to share at the student concert tonight.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, all of us did together.
Wonderful. And yeah. And one of the things that we may ask you to do someday is to teach a singing class.
I would love it. I think I did one summer.
It's possible.
I think I did. I love that.
The way that you present the song, it would be about communicating through song. You know, we have so many ways for individuals to come closer to their own musical expression. Mm. And the way that you sing, and then the way you held your breath out for that last note, you know, it's pretty impressive. And it would be wonderful to maybe add that sometime.
I would love it. Say the word.
I was talking to your dad the other day, and he said, Maura started singing when she was about 5, and even then, her voice had some quality that drew you in.
Oh,
I thought, wow, how many 5-year-olds have a voice that draws you in?
I would call that revisionist history, because I sang.
I would take it.
I used to sing all the time. I wouldn't talk. I sang instead of talking, and I would get, like, Maura, hush up. I get that a lot. Truth be told.
The good old days. Yes, it's still a beautiful story, no matter what.
It is.
And Pete, you are teaching, well, what are you teaching here this time?
Well, I taught, I decided to try 2 new courses this time. And one of them, I was thinking about the concept of folk music, and I heard someone, I think maybe it was Gene Redpath, a real great traditional artist, said, you know, I think these traditional songs were pop songs a long time ago. And popular songs, I would say. And I thought, well, let's... If look at the popular music of the baby boomer generation, then it becomes a question of quality, and Beatles are high quality music.
Go.
And they're also a common language, I think, that we all share. And so I thought, the Beatles make you happy, and ukulele makes you happy. I'm going to combine those two things, and we're going to be deliriously blissful all week. And
hear, hear.
I hope my class concurs with that, but we have been.
You had big fun, huh?
I also taught country guitar, which that occurred to me because it's an outgrowth of folk guitar.
Yes.
It started as with the old folk styles and responded to current things that were happening in popular music and radio and records, which made people all over the country able to hear them, what other people were doing. And so that's how country guitar grew up. So I think we had a great week kind of doing a historical overview of that.
Sounds like it. And what will be next for your music right now?
We'd like to do the title track from our new album.
Yeah,
and
great.
It's kind of sort of sets the tone for the whole record. It's really about we're coming to the part of our life where we're really taking care of people now. We were carefree for a while. Now we're finding ourselves in the mode of taking care of each other as we get older. And I heard a beautiful song last night. Was that your song? Somebody sang a song about taking care of their mom, and it was beautiful. Yeah, a lot of us are going through that right now. And so that's what this song is about. It's really dedicated to the people who find themselves in the caregiving situation. And it's about just trying to ease a person's worry and making them feel safe. The song's called Safe Until Tomorrow. 2, 3, 4.
Thought you were safe until the flames were at your door. And later on, the bitter rains brought on a landslide so hard to fight a foe you've never seen before. Suspicion like a battle scar. Laugh at my superstition, dance upon the crack. Sometimes I wonder where it is you think you are. Sometimes wonder. Safe until tomorrow comes. I know it. It's so hard to trust a pathway made of crumbs, but we'll show you the way.
Pete and Maura Kennedy here at Summer Acoustic Music Week. And Pete, when you made that observation about the Ute class and the Beatles songs and that link with tradition and folk music, I agree completely and wanted to observe that the tradition bearers, the people that the ballad collectors were collecting from here in the Appalachians all across the country over time, the songs, the majority of the songs that they wanted to sing were what were called broadside ballads. They had been in print in the British Isles. They were the popular songs when our colonists came over. And that's the music that they brought and shifted toward these styles that that are continuing always to morph as a way of staying alive. And so when Pete is teaching Beatles and saying it's folk, he has a very interesting observation, and I didn't want to just let it slide. People had the old kind of documented ballads and storylines as well, but they often knew and loved the pop songs of their day, which 100 years later were perceived as antique, quaint, and on it goes. So thank you for keeping it.
When they got to the mountains of North Carolina, they didn't know the top 10 of England anymore, and so they preserved those old songs.
Exactly.
And you sing the cuckoo, and you say, I'm going to build a cabin so I can see Willie when he goes passing by. That's William of Orange from the 1680s.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And we can follow the trains back. And I just love that you care about this stuff, too,
because
it's very important to me as well.
I think we're dependent on the people who recognize the quality of the songs then. And the people in the future are going to be dependent on us to pick out the great songs of our own generation and preserve them.
Agreed, Pete Kennedy. And it's such a privilege to be encouraging song from you. What would you be willing to do for us next?
We're thinking about doing a song that is a true story from my childhood. Want to do that one?
Okay.
This is a song that I wrote about an event that happened to me when I was a kid. Every summer we would drive from Syracuse, New York. By we, I mean my family of nine. My parents in the front seat, plus whoever was in trouble that day had to sit between them. And then three in the middle, and then the three who could face back without throwing up, they got the back seat. There are nine people in the car. We drive from Syracuse, New York to Redwood Falls, Minnesota. It was a two-day drive. And so one year, 1968, we stopped in Detroit to see my mother's favorite cousin, Cousin June. I didn't know her last name. Her name was June. I didn't know her street address or phone number or anything. And I was playing with my cousins, and I got lost, and I didn't know what to do. And what made it worse was in my brain was my mother's one rule. Her one rule was, if a stranger ever comes up and talks to you, kick him in the shins and run the other way. So I was in trouble because I had no way to know how to get home, and I wasn't supposed to ask anybody. So I had to use my wits and figure out, try and find somebody who looked like they might not hurt me and get me home. And it's set in 1968. There was a lot of turmoil in Detroit in 1968. And it's also, it fast forwards to today. And we wrote it as informed by our surroundings at home. We live pretty much in the shadow of the Statue of Liberty and her promise. So that's kind of all rolled into the song, and the song's called Don't Talk to Strangers.
Detroit in 1968's the time. Captured my attention, the shiny fire engine. I chased it through the streets and past the neighborhood I knew. A five-year-old was lost in the city, nowhere to turn in a town without pity. Don't talk to strangers, Mama said. Strangers, barefoot and bleeding refugees, their crime. They come with sons and daughters, no shelter, food, or water, fleeing with their very lives and leaving all they knew. We're building walls at the gates of our city, no one to trust in a town without pity. Don't talk to strangers, Mama said. There may be danger on the dark road up ahead. One never what kind of life they have led. Don't talk to strangers. I remember thinking then when I was five, I knew the rules, I knew what they were for. But if I was to make it home, I couldn't keep two rules I'd known. I had to overcome my blindness, put my faith in human kindness. She stood outside, her family all around her, a friendly air about her, that she would guide me home. It was the only hope I knew. Sweet chariot, we rode through the city. The look in her eyes was more kindness than pity. Don't talk to strangers, Mama said. But is there no danger in denying what I read? By that golden door, her torch lit the shore, welcomed all instead. She lifted her lamp shone alight. It lighted the way home, the way home to strangers.
Absolutely beautiful, and such acoustic guitar playing. And they are, perhaps if our listeners at home will put one hand on their laptop and one hand on their heart while you describe these guitars for a moment. Would you do that?
Well, this is, I call this the Andrea Glass, because that's the name of the woman who gave me this guitar. It's a big, beautiful, cherry red, custom-made Southern Jumbo JS-200. It's the most beautiful looking guitar and the most beautiful sounding guitar I've ever had. And every time I put my hands on it, I am thankful to Andrea and thankful that it came my way so organically and beautifully.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. And speaking of gorgeous, if not showy,
Mine's a Gretsch White Falcon.
Yes, indeed.
And I think it dates back to when I was a kid and I saw Buffalo Springfield. They had this very shy guy, Neil Young, who stood in the back and kind of with his head down and played a big White Falcon. And I thought, someday when I'm a grown-up, I'm going to have one of those guitars. And so that's why I play the White Falcon now.
It is superb. Both instruments are, both players are. We probably have time only for one more song. So what I'd like to do is to give some thanks. I'd like to give thanks to everyone who's here in the live audience right now. You might just applaud yourself one more time. For understanding that this is a show not to be missed with Pete and Maura Kennedy. That's a really fine thing. And back at WUMB, we have Rob Landry engineering, and here on the board, we have John Dorschach at Summer Acoustic Music Week. And helping him is Mike Danielson. The two of them are making it happen here. And I see a lot of appreciation signs in the audience for that. And then Patty Domeniconi, who is the general manager at WUMB. And yes, people are going wild with support for Patty and gratitude that this program is so much a part of what she does. She is also camp director. Many thanks. And now, what would you finish with?
We're going to finish with a song, lyrics by B.D. Love. And when I got these lyrics, I thought, it reminded me of Mahalia Jackson. So that's the kind of music I set it to. And we have the lovely, talented, and dulcet toned. That's a really, I don't know if that's the right word. You're
mellifluous, I think.
Mellifluous. Sloan Wainwright on the guest vocals. And all of you, I hope. This song is, the lyrics are, let us speak, this is your part, let us speak, be silent no more. Yeah? One, two, three.
Let us speak the weight of the world.
You can clap too.
Let us speak of the void we've been hurled into. Let us speak, let us speak, let us speak, be silent no more, no, no more. Well, the skies are darkening these days. All of God's creatures, they don't understand our ways, oh no. Let us speak, let us speak, let us speak, be silent no more, no, no more, be never still,
never still,
and not too humble, be the shoulders upon which this world can see, let us speak.
Cross we bear.